So Prabhupada says this thing. We were speaking about Sangha Tyagat, giving up non-devotee association. Prabhupada says, ISKCON centers are meant for this purpose. Then there is little chance of worldly association. We'll just read a few statements from Srila Prabhupada in this regard. This was Srila Prabhupada's purpose in ISKCON, with ISKCON. Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, Perished by the Personified Vedas, he says, a devotee's transcendental position within this material world is maintained in the association of pure devotees. The Krishna conscious movement is based on this principle. He says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, purport in Madhya 2498, a pure devotee becomes attached to Krishna by hearing the Lord's glories. The Lord's glories and the Lord are identical. One has to be qualified to understand this absolute truth. Therefore, one should be given a chance to associate with a pure devotee. Our Krishna conscious movement is meant for this purpose. We want to create pure devotees so that other people will benefit from their association. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Bhagavatam 3:25-24, a pure devotee who is preparing to transfer himself to the spiritual kingdom is also freed from the association of the three modes of material nature. We have to seek the association of such devotees. For this reason, we have begun the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So sometimes materialistic people, they complain, why, this is not good. My son, my daughter, they join the Hare Krishna people and now they don't want to talk to me. In America we have this festival they call Thanksgiving, and they have they give thanks by going out and killing millions and millions of birds and turkeys and that, and they kill them and eat them. So we're having a Thanksgiving festival and my son and daughter, they're not coming to spend time with us anymore. What kind of society is this? What kind of spiritual movement is this? What kind of spiritual movement is it that you're giving up your friends? We're old friends. Come on, you can go for just one little drink once in a while with me, or a little smoke, or this, that. We're old friends. You're supposed to be a sadhu now. What kind of sadhu is it who disregards his old friends? But we have to do this. We have to do this. We love you. Yes, you're my old friend. But the problem is that you have a disease. I also have that disease. But now I want to give that disease up. And if I stay in your association, I won't be able to give it up. If you want to be my friend, if you're really my friend, please come to the temple. And let me introduce you to Swamiji. Let me introduce you to some older devotees. And then we can really be friends. I don't want that thing. Such people, they're not real friends. Sangsara sagananato putra mitra griha kulat. Mitra means friend. Goptaro meyuvameva prapana bhayabhanjano. Sanat Kumar, he prays to Krishna, Sanat Kumar Sanghita, that please protect me from my friends. They cause the biggest problems. Number two is wives and children. Household husbands, it also means. You please protect me from those problems. Those are the real problems in this world. But if someone wants to speak with us about Krishna, that person's our real friend. That person's a real wife, a real husband, a real son, a real mother. Narahari Lochandas Thakur, he describes Chaitanya Mangal. He quotes some verse from the Puranas, Sanskrit verse. Yashasti Vaishnava Putra Putrani Savidiyate Vaishnava Satta Putra Janani Sukari Sama. Western ladies don't understand, but Indian ladies, if they don't in India, if a lady doesn't have a child, if she's married and she doesn't have a child, she's not considered to be really chaste. It's considered, isn't it, Mataji? You know, it's not considered very high class. So here's a verse. It's talking about what if a mother has 100 sons? Isn't that very glorious? She has 100 sons. That's a very high-class lady. Lord Chandas Thakur says, no. He says, that mother who has a pure devotee, she's a real mother. Only one. That's a real mother. But a mother who produces 100 non-devotee sons, Janani, Sukarisama. Sukarisama, one of you knows too. Means she's no better than a pig. Mm-hmm. What do pigs do? We don't want to talk about what pigs do. It's not very nice. So we want to respect mothers. But if someone's not a devotee, they're no better than a pig. That's a mother. And what to speak of someone who's supposed to be our friend? They're coming to us. But if they're not a devotee, we don't care for them. Who is really our friend in this world? Who is really our God brother in this world? Who is really our husband or really our wife? Ki nari purusha ara keva karipati shri krishna charna bino ara nahi gati. And Lord Chandas Thakur asks, who is really your husband? Who is really your wife? He says, there's no shelter with the lotus feet of Krishna. Sei pita sei mata sei bandhu jana. Sei harta sei karta sei matra dana. Krishna is the only father, mother, and friend of everyone. He is the only destroyer, doer, and real wealth. Sei sei parama bandhu sei mata pita sri krishna charane jai prema bhakti datta. That person who gives you prema bhakti, the lotus feet of Krishna, he is your supreme friend, mother and father. Sakala janamim pita mata sabipai Krishna guru nahi mile bujiha hiyai. In every birth you get a father and a mother. You take birth as a worm and stool. Worm and stool has a father and a mother. A pig, they call them gusuri in Oriya. Gusuri means the god. A name for the Brahmins is Bhusuri. Bhu means the earth. They're the gods of the earth. So Gusuri means a pig. He's a god of Gu. Gu in Oriya means stool. He's the stool god because that's what he likes to eat very much. So the Gusuri, he also has a mother and a father. What's such a big thing about having an ordinary mother and father? And that's a very common thing. But very rarely does one get Guru and Krishna. And therefore, Sanatan Das sings, Guru Mata Guru Pita Guru Hanapati Guru Mata Guru Pita Guru Hanapati Guru Binae Samsari Nahi Arapati Guru Binae Samsari Nahi Arapati. Our Gurudev is our mother and our father. He's our husband, our pati. Without our Gurudev, you can't cross over the ocean of material existence. And who is that guru? That guru might be a husband. That guru might be a father. That guru might be a son, like Apiladev, was the guru of Mother Devahuti. In some cases, even the lady may be the guru of the husband. Just like Ganga Mata Goswamini, she initiated Rajmukundadev, the king of Puri. Don't think that's a small thing. He's the king of Puri. And the head priest, she also gave him initiation. And Janavamata and others. That person who has Krishna Prem, that's what we want. That's what we want to look for. That's association. So, Rupa Goswami, he says that Utsaha Nishchay Dharya Tat Tat Karma Pavartana Sangha Tyaga Sato Brite Sadbir Bhakti Prasidati. These six things are beneficial for our bhakti. The last thing that he mentions is Sado Briti, Sadhu Briti, Sado Brite. And Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he describes on page 34, he says, in essence, this means to expertly fill every moment with Krishna consciousness activities. And he gives the example of our morning program. This is Sato Briti. We should do this thing. We should follow in the footsteps of the sadhu. This is very, very important. We shouldn't deviate from that thing. We should have strong determination No matter what happens, I don't care. I know one devotee who was kidnapped 3 times by these people. They called them deprogrammers. One time he jumped through a plate glass window on the second floor of a building to escape from them. One time they took him to some place and they made him eat meat. They forced him physically and drink wine and all these things, and they made him say all these bad things about Prabhupada, and finally he just went along and said yes, yes, yes. And then after a little while they said, okay, now he's deprogrammed, it's okay. And then as soon as he could, he ran away again like that, and he came back. So no matter what they do to us, even if someone forces us to eat meat, even if someone forces us to break regulated principles, I don't care. I'm not going to give up the instructions my Gurudev has given me. The Chankazi, he got some complaint from the citizens. They said, hey, you know, we have this good Muslim brother. He was born in a very nice family. But now he's giving up his Muslim dharma and he's taking the path of these nonsense Hindus. Who is that? Oh, his name, they call him now, he has a new name. He calls himself Haridas. And everybody calls him Haridas Thakur. You bring him here. So he came before the Chankazi. And the Chankazi told him, he said, look, my dear brother, you're born in a very nice family, very elevated family. Now why are you taking up this low-class thing of chanting Hare Krishna, doing all like that? Stop doing that thing and we'll forgive you. And we'll welcome you back. In our brotherhood. He was saying like that. And Haridas Thakur preached to him. He said, no, you don't understand. There's only one God, Advaita Tattva. The same Allah that you're worshipping is the same as Krishna, the same as Yahweh. There's only one God and He has so many different children and we call Him by different names. Please, don't be sectarian like this. And the Chankazi said, you're not listening to me. He said, you do this thing or we're going to have to hurt you. And Haridas Thakur, he said, sir, what can you do to hurt anyone? I'm a devotee of Krishna. We depend on Krishna. And Chankazi told him, if you don't do this thing, we're going to kill you. And Haridas Thakur replied,
Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jari pran. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jari pran. Tabu ame vadane na chari harinam. Tabu ame vadane na chari harinam.
He said, what can I do? You're bigger than me. You have all the guards and the swords and the weapons and everything. If you want to cut me to pieces, you can cut me to pieces. He says, but I'll tell you, every one of those little pieces is going to keep chanting Hare Krishna. Because you can't stop me from chanting Krishna Nam. That's the kind of determination that we should have. That's sadhu vritti. We should have that determination to follow our Gurudev. And sadhu vritti means that we shouldn't speculate. We should accept the path of the Mahajanas. Ananda Sanhita describes, Utsri Jaitan Mahamantram Yetvan Yat Kalpitam Padam Mahanamiti Gayanti Te Shastra Guru Langanah. In this age of Kali, if someone gives up the Mahamantra consisting of 16 words and 32 syllables, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and chants some self-concocted prayer mantra, which may even be made up of great names of the Lord, then he's considered to be a transgressor of the instructions of Shastra and Guru. So many instructions are there in this regard. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Varanasi, and Prakashananda Saraswati, he heard about him. And he said, what is this? He's a good sannyasi. He comes in the Bharat. Bharatiya line. He called him in. So what are you doing? Running around with a bunch of fanatics and sentimentalists dancing and chanting in the street. You're a sannyasi. You're a dandadari. You should behave with some dignity. Don't do like that. Why are you doing this thing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told him, Murka tumi toma nahi kave dantari kara. Murka tumi toma nahi kave dantari kara. Krishna mantra japa sada. Ehi mantra sara. Krishna mantra japa sada. Ehi mantra sara. Mahaprabhu says, my Gurudev told me, Murka tumi. He told me, you're a fool. You're an idiot. Tumara nahika Vedanta adhikar. You have no qualification to hear Vedanta. But maybe we have more qualification. Do you think? No? We don't have more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So what did he tell him? Krishna mantra japa sada. A mantra sada. You should just chant Hare Krishna. Just chant on your beads. Srila Prabhupada is translating his comment, his purport. He writes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj comments in his connection. One can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of his spiritual master. This acceptance of the words of the spiritual master is called Shrota Vakya, which indicates that the disciple must carry out the spiritual master's instructions without deviation. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti remarks in this connection that a disciple must accept the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here confirms this by saying that since this, his spiritual master ordered him only to chant the holy name of Krishna, he always chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to this direction. Krishna Mantra Japa Sada E Mantra Sar. Only fools give up the service of the spiritual master and think themselves advanced in spiritual knowledge. In order to check such fools, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself presented the perfect example of how to be a disciple. A spiritual master knows very well how to engage each disciple in a particular duty. But if a disciple, thinking himself more advanced than his spiritual master, gives up his orders and acts independently, he checks his own spiritual progress. Every disciple must consider himself completely unaware of the science of Krishna and must always be ready to carry out the orders of the spiritual master. A disciple should always remain a fool before his spiritual master. Similarly, Prabhupada writes in another purport in Majjhalila, one may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master, but he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. In our Krishna conscious movement, we recommended that the neophyte chant at least 16 rounds. This chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary if one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him. Of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. So this is sadhubhite. This is the principle. As we cited yesterday, Gorara ami, gorara ami, muke bolile na chale, torara achara, gorara vichara loile, fala fale. Jagadananda Pandit, Premavarti, says it. There's certain people who run around going, gorara ami, gorara ami. I'm a devotee of Mahaprabhu, I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm a follower of Srila Prabhupada, like that. He says, but they're not really followers. He says, a real follower is that person who follows the behavior of Mahaprabhu, follows the behavior of Srila Prabhupada. And he gets the fruit of being a real follower of Prabhupada, a real follower of Mahaprabhu. So we should do that thing. Rupa Goswami is giving us this instruction. It's not such a simple thing. It's not such a cheap thing. What is the necessity of mentioning this? Isn't it pretty obvious that we should chant Hare Krishna, that we should do these things? Rupa Goswami is telling us for a reason. He's telling us because we might not think it's so important. We might think, yes, I can be a follower and I can do this thing or that thing. I can worship Jesus. I can watch movies. I can do this thing and that thing. And I love Prabhupada. Once there was one one Vyas Puja festival he went to in Vancouver, Canada, for Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. They invited one senior devotee, we should respect. He's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he'd come and speak. And I was a little surprised, and he came and he sat down in the Vyasa, and he's wearing jeans and Western clothes. Anyway. And he sat down, and then he started crying. And he said, Prabhupada's so kind and so merciful. He said, I'm smoking cigarettes, and I'm eating meat, and I'm doing everything bad, but I love Prabhupada. I just love Prabhupada. So that's nice. That's nice that he feels that way. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if someone says they love Krishna and they're wearing, well, I don't know if he's wearing Kunti Mala, but they profess some affection, some appreciation for Vaishnava Siddhanta, then that person we should give some respect. But he says they're Vaishnava Praya. They're not really a Vaishnava. But we should give them some respect. And moreover, we have some social respect. Out of love and affection, devotion to Srila Prabhupada. He's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. We should respect that. But even if they're disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and I hope there's no lightning bolts or GBC bolts that will hit me for this, but even if they're that thing, if someone's not following the regulative principles, if someone's behaving in a duplicitous way, they're bad association. It doesn't matter who they're initiated by. And that's a very important principle in their spiritual life. But at the same time, we can respect them. We should respect them. We must, because they're initiated by Srila Prabhupada. We need to become a little more broad-minded. Some people, they can't accommodate both things in their brain at the same time. We should be able to accommodate respecting someone because of some social respect, some respect that he's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, they're a senior devotee. We can respect them for that. At the same time, not associate with them. If we see some bad element in their behavior, we should be able to accommodate both things. Because it's not my business. At least me personally. I don't know. Maybe Krishna sent a few of you here to save ISKCON. I don't know, but I didn't hear any voice from the sky. Madhavananda, I want you to go save ISKCON. I never heard that. There, I can tell you honestly. I came here to solve my problems. And I'll serve Srila Prabhupada in the best way by following his instructions. Another important point that we can say about sadhu-vritti, is that we should repeat what the spiritual master says without adding to it and without subtracting to it from it. That's very, very important. Sometimes devotees, they say, well, Prabhu, what can I do? Gosh, you know, I'm not following so strictly. So how can I tell other people to do like that? Well, there's some truth in that. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, it's just like blank fire in a gun. You may pick up an M16 machine gun and you fill it with blank bullets. They make so much noise and it's very exciting and everybody shouts and screams, but nothing happens. So similarly, our words, if we're not sincere, if we're not actually following, they won't have any potency. But it doesn't mean that we should stop speaking those things. Just like we may be doing Namaparad, but it doesn't mean that we should stop chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Vyasadeva has warned us about this. We cited this verse a few days ago in Padma Purana. Namaparada yuktanam namanyeva haranchagam avishranti prayuktani tane vata harani cha. Even if you're doing Namaparad, don't stop chanting. The solution is to chant more. And by that chanting more, the Namaparad will go away. So similarly, if someone can't follow, the solution is not to change the philosophy or try to change Prabhupada's books or change the teachings. If someone is sincere and humble, Krishna Kung was telling this the other day, the sadhu was telling you, I'll paraphrase if I'm wrong, you correct me, that if you just repeat what you've heard from Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas without changing it, even if you're not able to follow it yourself, and you're humble and sincere and you're trying, then after some time, you'll come to the point where you can follow it. Is that right? Yeah. So we should do that thing. This means sadhu-vritti. And this is what it means to follow in the footsteps of the Guru. Guru knows our fallen position. He knows. He's telling us to instruct other people to chant. So we should do that. But there's a difference between going and instructing other people and trying to act like we're a sadhu ourself. Mm-hmm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Hari he garita chare rohila manoji makarana sadhu sanga. Hari he garita chare rohila manoji makarana sadhu sanga. Loe sadhu besha Upadeshiye boro mayara ranga Loi sadhu desha Upadeshiye boro mayara ranga. What is my position? He's giving a very sober look at himself. Garhita achari. I'm addicted to all the worst type of behavior. Garita Achari, Rohi Lama Moji, Nakori no Sadhu Sangha. I've never really done Sadhu Sangha. I'm just one of those cheap, idiotic fellows who wants to get my picture taken next to Gurudev so that I look very good. I can post it on the wall and say, there I am. Yes, I was initiated by him. I'm a disciple. I'm a big devotee. Nonsense thing. I have no shame. Garita Achari, Rohi Lama Moji, Nakori no Sadhu Sangha. What's going on in spite of my position? Loi Sadhu Vesh. I'm dressing up in a costume. Like a devotee, like a sadhu. Loi Sadhu Vesh, Ani Upadesh. I'm giving everyone instructions. And what is this? E Boro Maya Ralanga. This is Maya's big joke. So we shouldn't be a joke. We shouldn't do like that. We should be humble, we should be honest and sincere. And we can do that and at the same time not compromise. We should be honest and simple devotees. Be honest about our position and act according to our adhikar. And at the same time, simultaneously, don't compromise, don't change what our acharyas have said. And if we do that, then our adhikar, our qualification, will increase. But don't be pretentious and don't change the teachings of our acharyas. These things are very, very bad. So if we do these six things, utsaha nishchaya dharayat, tat tat karma pravartanat, sangha tyagat, satobhite, sadbir, bhakti prasidati. This is some very nice fertilizer we're planting down to help our seeds, our bhakti lata beach to grow. So we'll stop there. Shri Upadeshamrita ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Vancha Kavadarubhischa Prasindaveedacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So are there any comments or questions? Mataji, do you want to add anything?
Sometimes we do want to show appreciation and respect for everybody, but sometimes some situations, you just don't know how to handle it, or you should not associate with one person without creating aggression.
Yeah. Anything else, sister? Told you.
They are almost sounding like...
Yeah, very, very similar. Tatta Karmavartanat is the activities that we do. And Satobite means that we're following in the footsteps of our acharyas. And what are they doing? They're doing Tatta Karmavartanat. So Rupa Goswami emphasizes it. But there's some slight difference. One is the strictly activities, and the other is the mood of following. So I'm going to be very fixed. I'm going to follow my guru. I'm going to follow the previous acharyas. I won't speculate. Okay. Anything else, Prabhuji?
Where is that quote that you said, that no resolutions, no
resolutions? It's in all of our bindus.
Yeah, I read that, but there is no, like,
It's in Lilamrita. Prabhupada spoke that before the GBC on one occasion. I don't remember what volume Lilamrita it's in. Yeah, it's mentioned there, maybe.
but it is not mentioned that date or something. If it is, sure. Is, then they ask.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's mentioned Lilamrita what date it was either. We just picked it up. We like that very much. That was very good. We should remind everybody about that. I think in our cover letters for our Bindu, we mention, if you're a Bindu subscriber, or you could write to me, I could send you and tell you. Okay, anything else is there? Krishna Kund.